B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
Are you coming to be failing me? What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
Alright, it's geared up for sound off. 610-771-9705. That's how you get in. You got something to say, hit us up. Leave us a message, and we'll see if you make the big show. Let's go.
Listen, I want to preface this by saying that Ben Simmons is a great player. Generational player. I think is awesome for the Sixers. But if you were one of those idiots who was cheering when you made that three a couple weeks ago, do me a favor, just apologize. Apologize for making our fan base look so stupid. Apologize.
Yeah, I wasn't that enamored with that three either. Sideshow three. That's what it was.
He's afraid to shoot, and he can't shoot. He's taken two outside shots this year, missed both of them. You could tell on his face, just petrified to shoot. And then last night, Booker lights him up for 40. And by the way, the Sixers had an opportunity to pick up Booker in the draft, but they took Okafor instead. Way to go, Sixer management. They're going, no place.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me? Booker was taking 13th. There are a lot of teams that missed that. Oh, here, you're going to blame the Sixers for not taking him with that pick? Nobody would have taken him with that pick.
So, help me understand this, Mike. You got Andre Dillard, your first-round draft pick, who is a stud, who almost made Khalil Mack cry. And Dougie P says that when Peters is better, it's his job. Please help me, dude. Please.
Well, listen. You don't want to bury your veteran guy who's going to go to the Hall of Fame. So I assume that's what they're going to have to make a transition next year. I guess they don't feel comfortable making it right now because they think it's unfair to Jason Peters. And Jason Peters probably doesn't want to take a back seat at this point. Dillard.
Did you see what happened at Khalil Mack's house?
What?
Halloween, he hired a guard that held up a sign that said, "This house doesn't do Halloween."
Oh, really?
Yep. So rather than have the guard just give out candy, rather than go behind the fence, he hires a guard to hold up a sign.
He's
outside
the Halloween Grinch.
That's what kind of human is that?
Well, it's a shame Dillard didn't know that going into the game.
Maybe he did. Maybe he did.
Give those kids candy.
Yeah, I'm going to make you give some candy out here on the field.
Come on, Khalil.
Just seems like the smart move would have been to get on the horn as soon as you knew the extent of Deshaun's injury and gotten into contact with Antonio Brown's camp and see about getting this guy into camp. I mean, you only have to worry about him for maybe the rest of the season and see what he brings to the table. You already know what he's capable of doing on the field.
Yeah, it's just not realistic, bro. All right, I know a lot of people are mentioning his name. It's just not realistic that an organization is going to just fly in the face of that whole thing. Not going to happen.
Hey, I guess the only time we're going to see Ben Simmons shoot a jump shot is if they roll that video from the summer at the arena. He got to get a game.
One bad game. You see what it does, Tyrone? One bad game, one mediocre game, where he only takes 8 shots and none of them are jumpers. And people are ready to run off the ship.
Man has 7 steals. You would think he was the worst player in the history of the league.
You gotta wait 25 games, all right? Game number 26, I'll be right there yelling with you.
Korkmaz, Mikey Miss, follows up his game winner with a starting role. Drops 20 points, 4 threes, taking it to the hole. He's got everything in that locker, Mike. When are you gonna fess up and own this L?
Yeah, but
Korkmaz is the real deal.
Bakir, you tweeted me last night. It was enough for your tweet. You didn't have to, like, call as well. All right? I got your point last night on the Twitter.
Mike, did you see that catch that the Golden Patriots made and Mike Rowe couldn't incorporate him into the offense? Show me somebody in the current Eagles roster that could make a catch like that. Anybody.
Well, Golden Tate, unfortunately, was a slot receiver, and they married themselves to Aguilar.
Have we not learned from history at all? Back when Vince Young made the Dream Team statement, we ended up having a terrible season. And then we make this similar statement, but we're very high expectations to win the Super Bowl and thought we had the best roster. And again, that blows up in our face. But when I sit there last night and watch the Cowboys, but we have no receiver that is even close to playing with them.
Relax there, Skip. They're still going to get 10-6 win the division. And if they don't, then we'll complain about it then.
The only reason why the Eagles won the Super Bowl, because of Frank Wright. That's who designed how we won the Super Bowl, Frank Wright. And that's why we ain't win nothing else, because Peterson is not a winning coach. He got lucky.
When does the Frank Wright thing die? Does it ever? Will it ever die?
No.
You think?
No, never. Yeah. Until they win another one.
Doug is coaching his way around some bad personnel right now, too. It's not like just Carson's just
he's
playing.
He's fostered a couple good game plans in a row to take advantage of what they can do.
Yeah, we're killing Doug for no reason.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm a Philly Eagles fan, but I'm still not sold on them. If you can't put the ball in the end zone when you're down in red zone twice, the first two possessions and settle for field goals, that don't cut it in my eyes.
Yeah, they won the game, though. Come on. You can't complain about it. Hey, they won the game. If that prevented it from winning the game, then we got a problem. All right, close it down, Tyron.
That's the best of the best today of summer. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got an OPD?
I don't like them.
What is it?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later. All right, that was sound that reminded of the Fanatic Pro Shop. Check it out. The Fanatic Pro Shop, all kinds of Philadelphia sports-themed and station merchandise. Check it out at 975thefanatic.com. I'm going to go home and practice a little Zen, Nat.
Good.
Coming up is the Flyers Weekly Show, Joe Torti, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Stay tuned for Quick Slants. Everybody, have a great rest of the night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.